yet another episode of Negroes in the Wild. Tonight, we bask in the rare electric buzz of the certain excitement of election evening eve. No matter what happens tomorrow, America will continue to prioritize white supremacy coupled with white apathy and white blindness. Our goal, then, isn't to elect saviors. Our goal is to become saviors. We have long since known, with repetitive certainty, that the United States is utterly unwilling to address its racism and racist practices, save for tepid token actions that elevate white people for caring instead of elevating black people from oppression. I do not, in the least, fear tomorrow's election. I fear what white people will do afterward, because they literally always do the same thing. Nothing. A word of advice: reconnect with the fundamentals that drive you and release yourself from what your fear insists. We do not have to win this battle to win. I can say certainly that I will vote. I can also say certainly that this is the least important thing I plan on doing that day or this year. For what it's worth, the ballot has never saved us and never will. Personal commitment to fundamental decency and an unwavering commitment to acknowledging and respecting the dignity of every living human being on this earth must be our guiding principle, not messy, selfish party politics. We have sung about equality and freedom with an emptiness, a promise begging to be filled, a promise so true and necessary that even reticent, racist, rich, slave-owning white men could not deny the truth of it and thereby enshrine it in our Constitution. It is long past time that we step into that truth. Not the truth of the ballot, but the full truth of American citizenship. The unmasking and unmaking of racist persons, practices, and systems. And the unequivocal full freedom of every living soul. America's truth, as it currently stands, is ugly as hell. We have never enjoyed freedom. We have never enjoyed equality. We have never consistently and universally protected our most vulnerable, including the elderly, including children, including veterans who have fought for our freedom. We have been engaged in white supremacy for our entire existence. No exemplar has the weight to justify a truth that sinister indeed, and instead, in proceeding forward as so-called Americans, we need only recognize this opportunity as an opportunity for truth. And maybe that truth is a reason to be afraid. Maybe the millions trembling behind Facebook and social media posts predicting the apocalypse have a clearer view than I, and yet I know we have survived every single racist president ever, every racist policy ever, every racist system ever, every single racist ever. Tomorrow means slightly less than the day that follows, because that's the day we ought to be about the work of becoming who we'd like to be. And if it should surprise you to hear this, that America is not yet the gleaming beacon we've imagined ourselves to be, but rather a pompous, preening, overconfident, self-hating bully, it might also surprise you to learn that it is your and my moral responsibility to confront and compel that bully. Our leadership has manifest as a direct result of what we, the people, have been willing to tolerate. I submit that we stop complaining and begin living up to to the clarified standards set at our nation's founding. Vote. Then get to work. This is a beginning, not an ending. Hey there, this is Drew Ladd, creator of Negroes in the Wild podcast. If you'd like to support this podcast or other work that I do, please follow me on patreon.com/DrewWritesStuff. Again, patreon.com/DrewWritesStuff. Thanks a lot for your support.